the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Let's talk high school football. Coming up tomorrow, the Carbon Dinos will travel on the road to take on the Grand Red Devils as Region 12 play continues right here on KOAL. Carbon looking to rebound from a loss last Friday to Emory, and joining us right now in the studio to talk about that, we have head coach Phil Howa. And coach, as always, it is a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely, coach. We'll start by talking about last Friday's game. I know it wasn't the performance that anyone really had in mind on the Carbon side. Emory comes out. They were rolling early, they stole momentum early, and it just kind of trickled from that point on.
It was a kick in the teeth, really. Our kids, I think, maybe lost some focus just because of the homecoming week and getting all hyped up about other things than football. And you know what happened? Coaches hate homecoming.
Yeah.
It's a tough way to coach. So, no excuses. We got our butts kicked, and hopefully we can rebound off of this and go play Moab at a decent level. So,
well, coach, I think looking at Friday's game, there's really nothing you can take from it other than the fact that you had Hayden Tallarico and Wyatt Folk both playing quarterback due to a couple of injuries. Obviously, Keaton Rich is out of the game. You're going to leave McCaden Whiteleather at wide receiver. And so I guess if we're talking about Friday, the main emphasis for me would be assess the two quarterbacks and what you saw from them in a game, especially when they were faced with adversity. So how did you assess the way Hayden and Wyatt performed?
Well, you know, neither one of them hung their head, and neither one of them quit. I mean, they didn't have much time. Emory was very physical team and put a lot of pressure on us. They knew that's our weak spot. Our line struggled, and they were a step off and kept missing key blocks, and our quarterbacks hung in there as long as they could. We had a couple of key points at the first of the game that I think, if they hadn't happened, the game could have got on a different route. But, you know, that's football.
There's no doubt that momentum is a real thing. And we use the term on the air as quicksand. You know, before you know it, you're in over your head, and it just seemed like everything that could have went wrong at the beginning of that game did go wrong. Still, I saw some positives, coach, from a couple of plays, you know, at the quarterback position. If we're talking about Wyatt, one in particular, the pocket collapses almost immediately. There's four guys in the pocket. Wyatt somehow sneaks away, gets to the outside, gets to the sideline. I believe he picked up 1 yard, if I'm not mistaken. And so right there, I look at as a positive, as you got a sophomore quarterback that has a cannon of an arm, but in the same sense, he can maneuver outside of the pocket. I mean, just in that one play, there was a positive.
Well, Wyatt's got good football sense. He's a good athlete. Our concern is hurting a sophomore quarterback in
sure.
a varsity football game. Again, on the other side, Hayden's typically a pretty good scrambler and a playmaker. Anything he tried to make happen seemed like it blew up in his face. End of the game scenario, he throws a ball right to the hand, it bounces up, and they get an interception off it. He said, "Coach, what else can I do?" I said, "You just keep playing, bud." And that's all we can do. We can just keep playing. And it's hard not to hang your head after a performance we had on Friday, but I think our kids rebounded. We've had a good week of practice, good positive week. Our kids are excited about what we're running this week. I think we're going to go into Moab with some positive vibe and hopefully bring home a win.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question as far as what practice looked like, because a loss like that, it's different when it's Emory, so you wonder if it could actually linger. But in talking to you, I mean, it seems like the boys have moved on. They flushed it. They've moved on. It doesn't matter anymore.
Well, I'm not a punisher. You know, I didn't make these kids run extra laps. Last week, we committed to running stadiums, and our kids were out Monday before practice running their stadiums, and without me asking them to, they just knew they needed to work harder. They ran five Monday, five Tuesday. I gave them yesterday off. We had a later night practice because of conflict in field. They accepted it. They showed up. Even though our schedules were changed, they showed up and made it work for us. And I thanked every one of them personally for making it work for our practice last night. So, you know what? The kids work hard. I wish you could watch them. practice. They do practice hard. They work really hard. A reminder, we are a 75-80% junior team.
Yeah.
They're excited about the future, but I keep telling them that we can't look at the future until we finish the present. And right now, we just need to finish right now, this year, and finish it strong and be proud.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Phil Howa, the Carbon Dino football team. Coach, even with all the struggles up to this point in time, when you take a look at the final three games of the season, two of those final three are very winnable. Grand and South Sevier both are looking for their first region win. In fact, the division, it's kind of split in two at the moment, because you have San Juan, Richfield, and Emory, they haven't lost, and then we have Carbon, Grand, South Sevier all looking for a win. Something's got to give this Friday. Tomorrow, you guys will travel on the road to take on Grand. It's a team that is down a little bit this year. They have a very athletic kid, Ryland Jones, at quarterback. And so when you start preparing for Grand, what stands out to you about this team and what you guys may be up against Friday night?
Well, we got to contain the quarterback. He's elusive. He'll hold on to the ball as long as he can and pull it and go. He can also throw. They have a little bit of trickery in their backfield, so we have to be aware of that. They snap it direct to the fullback sometimes, kind of a sleeper play. Good receivers. You know, they get the ball near them, they're going to catch it. I think we have great defensive backs that can cover that and stay on them. I think probably go a little more man so our kids don't get confused as far as crisscrosses and stuff like that. You know, we're home. We're going to be a homecoming team again.
Yeah.
Friday. We got noticed the other day they're going to land a helicopter on the middle of the field to throw out the game ball. So again, we seems like we're always homecoming. I'd like to turn the tide and start breaking up people's homecomings and be a spoiler. And hopefully I can convince our kids that this week's the time to do that.
Yeah, it's always great to ruin someone else's plans, isn't it?
Well, you know what? A little just desserts after getting yours ruined.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I think maybe a little bit of motivation, maybe a little bit of spark in these kids. I know they're not quitters. I said, I know they like playing for me. I know they like playing for Carbon High School. The proud bunch of kids, we just need to find some tenacity. We need to get a little tougher. And I know that if we hit harder, it doesn't hurt so bad. So,
Coach, when I watch Grand, and you've talked about the athlete that Ryland Jones is, it's a kid that wants to run the football. I mean, he can throw the football, but if you can force him to throw, I think you're doing the right things defensively. So with Grand wanting to run the ball and really just looking at what you guys have done offensively throughout this year, this has the makings of being a very short game, right? Ball control is going to be a big, big factor in this game on Friday.
I think so. I think if we can keep the ball on our side on the ground and run, you know, keep the clock running and keep Grand running the ball, if we can contain them and not get big plays, you know, shorter game, better chance to come out with a W, I think.
You do have a couple of kids offensively that are standouts, Coach. If it's Josh Andreessen or if it's McCaden Whiteleather, these are two kids that will be arguably two of the best athletes on the field Friday night. How do you get creative to get them more touches? I know in the Emory game, it was so difficult, everything that Emory had thrown at you guys. But is that the idea? Let's make sure we put the ball in the hands of these two kids because they are playmakers.
Well, we've put some things in this week to do that. You know, we've got some motion, a little more motion going to get the defense settling down and not putting their ears back and coming right at us. Some traps, some counters, you know, stuff that you need to put in to get the dogs off, and it does open up Josh Andreessen and Whiteleather. And hopefully we can get him the ball, let him make some things happen. We're trying to get the ball out to our backs quicker on the little swing passes and stuff like that, and let our athletes just use their athletic ability to go.
There's no question that Grand has the tendency to over-pursue.
Yes, they do, and I think we have a couple answers for that, and I'm not going to give them away, but I think we can make things happen. So I'm excited. You know what? It's another chance to put a win on our belt and get these kids getting some confidence. And you know what? I don't count my kids out ever. You know, we always go in planning, hoping, and working to win. So hopefully they believe in themselves and fire off the ball on both sides. I think that's going to be the key tonight or tomorrow. And we have to fire off on both sides. Grand's a physical team, and we need to be physical back.
Yeah, and I guess we can end with this, Coach, just looking at the way the schedule kind of shapes out down the stretch. Early on, a lot of home games, but this back half, especially in the region schedule, travel's been brutal for this team, and that definitely plays a factor, and we still have the long trip to San Juan as well. And so last year, I know it was favorable, and it flips every other year, but this year, I mean, I don't think you can understate just how brutal it's been for you guys as far as the road schedule back half of the season.
Yeah, you know what, the positive about it is we typically don't take kids out of class.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have kids in classwork trouble, you know, grade trouble. The kids seem to handle it. I mean, the biggest farce is the mask. You're on a bus at 100 degrees and you're wearing a mask and it's uncomfortable and it's hot, and at least it's cooler now. I think the travel will be more comfortable. We have some people that provide lunches for our kids, so we don't stop in convenience stores on our way home. We get on. The kids seem to flow. You know, they're not bad. They don't complain. They're complaining about San Juan, and it's about putting it in your mind and saying, you know what, it's a trip. We're going to leave a little earlier, and that's the bottom line. So, the biggest thing is when you get there, throw it all off your shoulders and let's go play football.
Be prepared to play, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Well, Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come in. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much, and best of luck tomorrow night against Grand.
Well, we appreciate everybody's support, and the fan base that was at homecoming was impressive and very much appreciated. So,
yeah, it was a great turnout,
yeah,
wasn't it?
I thought it was. Yeah. I thought it was cool. So.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Do not forget, tomorrow night, Carbon and Grand pregame show will begin at 6:30 p.m. on KRPX 95.3 The Peak. Kickoff will follow at 7. We're going to break for just a moment. When we come back, we'll get you set up for week 4 of the NFL. Tonight, Broncos, Jets. You need some fantasy help? Well, you're in luck. Joe Bartle, RotoWire.com fantasy football expert, will join us when we return.